Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Let's go. Hey, hey, hey. We let them air horns fly just one time, though, as we welcome in here to the Monday, October 13th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. Man, I got it.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Slums of Sacramento.
Alongside our man Kyle Mattson, who's filling in for Jesse Tapia. I can't wait. What a beautiful ceremony.
That
on
was
Friday.
Fantastic.
Absolutely terrific.
That was fantastic.
I cannot wait for Jesse to get back so we can talk about
it. The recap is going to be crazy. The postgame show is going to be crazy.
When I tell you, boy, don't worry. You're going to get and today's probably not the day for it, as amazing of a time as we had. But I cannot wait to discuss the wedding, the toasts, just so many iconic moments.
Shout out to my boy, Mr. Tapia.
From
man.
The celebration of the Tapias on Friday. And when I say I have got some in the chamber, the next time Jesse pisses me off is an understatement. Mr. Tapia gave me a few to just... Hey, tuck these away. Use them as needed.
Shout out to my boy, Mr. Tapia, man. That's my dog, man.
We get in there. The ceremony was outside. Also, two weddings in 2 days. Do not recommend that.
Woo.
That is a tough, tough stretch. But we get there, and I'm looking around for you. Like, okay, no Kenny yet. We got there. I'm not going to act like we got there when Crystal told us to, but we did get there before it started. I was like, all right, let's just find a spot. And okay, we'll go over here. First person I see is Mr. Tapia. And I could just see his face. It's like, oh, he's cooked. He is absolutely cooked. And because, you know, weddings can be emotional, because I was so... We had made such a bit about Mr. Tapia being a mess. Mm. I was so relieved because it was like a game to me. And so it was funny to see how. And so the first time, and I'm sure this happened with you, the first time I saw Mr. Tapia, he just like falls into my arms. I saw him after the ceremony, of course. So the most emotional part is over. The fun stuff is ahead. Mm. But he just, oh, and he just falls in and he like almost starts to cry again. He tries to make me cry. It was fantastic.
Nah, that's my dog, man. That guy, he's such a good guy, first and foremost,
terrific.
Man.
But just terrific.
I relate to his emotion. You know what I mean? Like, just look, man, I'm a Cancer. You get emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I
relate to that. I vibe to that a lot. I can't imagine how I'm going to be when Reese gets married.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Jasmine, I said, just.
Ryan ain't
they
getting
just,
married.
No, they just going to have to pick me up off the floor multiple times. Mm-hmm. Right? That's just, I might not even go. I just can't even make it. I'll be a distraction.
You're going to be like Big Mama at a funeral? just throwing yourself on the floor.
Continuously picking me up off the floor. That's what it's going to be. So, Mr. Tapia, he didn't go down to the floor. I take that back.
We're going to wait.
I take that back.
We are going to wait for Jesse to get back next Monday. Him and Crystal are off at their honeymoon. One last thing. Jesse's brother is legitimately his evil twin.
No, that's facts. That's Jesse.
It's literally like Jesse is the angel and Margo is the devil. And like you see it. Like as soon as I saw his brother, I was like, oh my God.
And then he started talking. I was like, that's Jesse.
Bro,
the hell?
When he started to give his speech and drop the or whatever. I almost fell out. I thought that was the hardest I was going to laugh that night until Mr. Tapia got the microphone.
Marco is literally like, if I close my eyes and they both started talking, I'm not who.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd tell who was who.
Right.
Marco's literally Jesse. The cadence, everything.
Everything. Everything, everything, everything. So I promise you, next Monday, you're going to get all the details next Monday. It's a lot of fun, but it'll be so much more fun when Jesse is here. And that's what we have to do to keep ourselves smiling. We were celebrating love all weekend, only to find out the injuries were mounting up. We were sitting at the wedding. We had me, Kenny, and Katie and Jazz were all at one table with a great group of some of Jesse's closest friends, man. Really wonderful people, and we're kind of sitting there, and it was funny. You missed it, but Eddie earlier in the day was like, "Hey, what's the protocol at like a wedding?" And this happened twice. Do you like? Can you flip the game on? Like, can you pull the game up on your phone like at the ceremony? I was like, yeah, you know, probably not. Like, it's preseason. We can catch up on it later.
No, not at the ceremony, Eddie.
I mean, at the reception. I'm sorry. Okay. He said the reception. He said
no,
the reception.
That's just crazy.
He said at the reception. I was like, you know, probably not. Like, well, it's a preseason game. We'll catch up on it. But I did peek at the phone twice. Mm. One was the baseball game.
Mm.
And it was like, we got a classic brewing. Do we just throw it on the phone and just like leave it on the table? And then the other one was we got what I thought was a nondescript tweet from the Kings that said Keegan Murray, thumb, will not return.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, well, it doesn't matter. Like, it's whatever. You get banged up during preseason, there's no point in coming back. And then noon hits 2 days later and you recognize, oh, this is a thing. Noon is when the email went out from Sacramento saying that he had torn his UCL and he was going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, and I might be wrong. We'll ask James this. James ran off to practice, but we'll ask him this at 3:00. Was this or was this not Domas's injury?
Domas was I think it's in the same vicinity.
Maybe not torn?
Yeah. Domas, I forgot.
Because, you know, if we ask James, he's going to react.
Yeah.
He's going to act this out in just the most disgusting way imaginable.
They had talked about it earlier on the Insiders, and it's in the same family, but it's not exactly the same. I think Domas had ligament damage.
Oh, Peyton says an avulsion fracture. Yeah. Okay, that checks out.
And
okay.
And he had ligament damage, like limit. Something happened with the ligaments where they didn't need surgery. It was just pain tolerance and they were going to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan, I think, broke the bone.
So, oh, he broke the bone. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the
torn versus broken.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between the two. Or one of them. But James will tell us. So.
No, I'm not going to ask him because you know he's going to put out his hand. He's going to say, okay, so what happens is the thumb turns this way. Like, he can't wait to reenact Fred Warner's injury, oh, so I always just ain't going to talk about it with him.
Bro.
And so that's what the weekend winds up being, is at 12 o'clock you get news about Keegan Murray's injury, and about 2 hours later, Fred Warner's foot is pointing in the wrong direction, and now everything is in shambles.
Mm.
It's like, okay, you're trying to process what this all means. You have one, you know, a team that you and I probably think more highly of than other people do here. And again, we're talking 40 to 45 wins. The funny, I was thinking about this morning, where we think the Kings might finish versus where, be it Vegas or just less optimistic Kings fans think they might finish, might still just result in a different version of the same exact thing. They're missing the playoffs.
Right.
You're missing the playoffs with 35, 36, 37, 38 wins. You're probably missing it with 40. 44, 40. You're not getting to the sixth seed with 44, 45 wins. Right. You're getting to the play-in, which, as we are all very aware of, that could be one game, and you could be missing the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're not talking like drastic differences. We're actually talking a number that could very well be decided while Keegan Murray is out.
Right. Right.
And I know people have posted the schedule and looked at the schedule and how difficult it is and all of these different things. And it's like, man, I don't know.
It's tough, man, losing a guy like Keegan, and losing him in particularly because, like we've mentioned before, there's only one guy on that roster that does what he's able to do. So that's tough. That's just tough, and that's something that by itself, and I think people need to hear me when I say this, by itself you don't replace. Like, you don't say, okay, Keegan's gone, we'll just slide in player X and everything's good.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
But what you possibly can do is, depending on the matchup, depending on the game, depending on the situation, mix and match some players
mm-hmm.
that can help you get by until he gets back. And that's all I'm saying.
Are we looking at a starter by committee?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I probably wouldn't do that. Like, I'd have a starter, but minutes.
So
by
what do you
committee.
Mean? So you start
by committee.
Okay,
by
I got you.
Situation.
Okay,
like
okay.
Say, let's just
you.
Say Sarge starts. He may be.
Woo!
job.
Let's just say Sarge starts.
We didn't think Sarge was going to play a week ago.
Man.
Now we're sliding him into the starting lineup.
Well, First
the Fat Boys break up and now this.
So,
Lord.
Let's go back a little bit. Would you rather start Sarge or Isaac Jones?
I don't care.
That's an insane question.
I don't care. Like, I those are my options. Those are my options.
So here's the funny thing. I'll pull up. Oh man, my computer died on me. But I'll pull up.
Hey, when that happens,
I'll pull up a more detailed version of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I was listening to the Insiders.
Good show.
Good show.
Very good show. And James was pointing out. He was like, "Yeah, man. You know, the Kings, they don't have anybody at the four. And there's just nobody there. And I went to the waiver wire to see who was available. And we're talking about Markieff Morris. We're talking about Jake Crowder. We're talking about PJ Tucker. We're talking about it's not good enough. They don't have nobody there."
Running back Jake Crowder would be incredible.
I need it.
And he's like, "It's just nobody there. It's not good enough. Like, you can't do that." And my thought is, number one, he's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, those were the same options when people were complaining, go get somebody. Right?
That's like, not entirely true. That was earlier in free agency.
Who,
if Amir Coffey was available right now, I would so take Amir Coffey over everybody you just mentioned.
I would too.
And Amir Coffey is very mid. Like, I'm not trying to say he would have altered the course of the season, but
I really would like Amir Coffey.
I would have
signed him. But that's fine too. That like, I'm not disputing sure. that.
Who he played for?
Boston.
Hey, Boston. He was at the Clippers.
Yeah, it's a good look. It's a good look for Boston.
He's gonna shoot 8 threes.
I think I completely missed that signing.
Yeah, it's a good look for them. But I don't know. What did he sign for too? Do we know that?
I'm gonna guess the vet min. I don't have Amir Coffey's contract numbers off the top of my head. Sorry.
Well,
as the foremost Amir Coffey expert on this program, it's a bad look by me.
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, I'm about to say. I was gonna say, if we're gonna go there, we're gonna go there.
No, I was just kidding. Kyle's banned for his walkout. He's never allowed to play again. After the most iconic walkout in history.
Oh, that's our mistake.
The only walkout.
Securing the Bagley says he's with Milwaukee, not Boston.
Milwaukee. That's right. Okay. Milwaukee. Okay. That changes everything.
Okay.
Hey, Milwaukee needed wing depth, and they got it. That's crazy. Weird.
$2.8 million is what he signed for.
Which I think is the vet min.
His career earnings to this point are $11.1 million.
I would have said 10.5. I'd have won that one.
Nope.
So here's the other thing, Kyle. Here's the other thing, Kyle.
Can that be the running joke that I would have won all these pocket
That'd
watches?
That'd be great.
Here's the other thing about that though, too. When you talk about trades or free agency, what if Amir Coffey didn't want to go here?
Well.
My guess mm-hmm. is they didn't even inquire about Amir Coffey.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't know that. I don't know that they didn't inquire or they didn't talk to the agents or talk to Amir Coffey or talk to wing player X, and they're like, "Yeah, I don't want to go here." Or if you come here, pay me three times more than what Milwaukee's right. offering me.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, well, nah, I'm not paying you $7 million a year to come here.
Could have brought back Jake LaRavia for that.
Could have.
Well, Jake LaRavia is honestly
because he couldn't pay more than $5 million.
Well, I was honestly, say, they wanted to sign Jake LaRavia.
Well, but that's a good example of what Kenny's talking about, because Jake LaRavia was all in the videos talking about how I love playing for Doug Christie, I love being in Sacramento, if they want me back, I'd love to be here. Da 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 da. And the Lakers went, "Hey, you can play with LeBron and Luka for one more dollar." I know it wasn't one more dollar. It's a small amount more.
It was a small amount more.
Yeah, and he went.
More.
And he went.
I mean, that's a million, but still, it's not $11 million more. Yeah. Then he signed for like $6 million a year.
Yeah, and he said, "Bet, I'm out," because he got that opportunity to go to L.A. So I that's to Kenny's point. I'm guessing that would happen.
Honestly, thought that's kind of like what happened. It's not important. Oh, yeah, I thought it was like $100,000.
Could have been.
I thought it was a really nominal amount.
All right, Jake Laravia, Pocket Watchers, let's go. I've got him in 9 million career earnings.
This is all okay.
So the amount that he signed for was 12 million, but I don't remember what the Kings could sign him for.
5 million a year. He signed a 2-year deal, right?
Yeah, he did.
So yeah, 6 million, 6 million a year.
So yeah, I guess total of 2 million.
And
more.
I think the Kings could only offer 5 a year.
Jake Laravia to date, anybody?
To date. Okay, hang
to
on.
To date.
This includes a new contract.
Nope, to date.
Oh, to date. To date. Well, I thought because he maybe signed a contract. I'm gonna go 4.7 million.
Oh, I got 4.2.
4.7 to 4.2. No music. No, man. We didn't do this officially, by the way. You didn't get. This is a former number 19 overall pick.
19 overall? Holy smokes.
Number 19 overall.
Yeah, 9.6. I'm going to call it 7.2.
That's me.
Then.
That's just. Hell no. That's me.
No,
I was close.
It doesn't count.
I didn't even hit the music. Count it. You didn't hit the music, actually. So count it. Count
I
it.
Did hit the music.
Count it.
It's 9.6. And then, yeah, he's got
this is preseason.
6 per coming his way.
This is preseason for the PWL.
That's true.
Because basketball, it starts on opening day of basketball.
Didn't I say nine earlier? I said nine earlier. That's so funny.
Oh, you did say nine earlier. That's right. That would be hilarious. Yeah.
My fake win. Let's go.
Another one.
Let's go.
You dominate this pocket watching league if you had to quit. The math got to be too much. Kyle scribbled it out and just walked out of the studio. I can't take this anymore.
But, I mean, look, Coffee is a fine example of somebody they couldn't win. Got you know what I mean?
Sure.
But I just don't think there were that many guys out there that fit everything that you were trying to do. Came at the price that you wanted to, wanted to be there, you wanted them here. And I think it was more so along the lines of the guys who are left. Right? Like the Kings weren't getting to kill Alexander Walker.
Right.
So. Well, Jonathan Kuminga watch feels a little different today, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. But to that point, if they lose Keegan and they have Jonathan Kuminga, I don't feel that different. And I think the same thing, if they had signed Amir Coffey, let's just stick with Amir Coffey. Mm-hmm. If they had him on the roster right now, or Cam Johnson, who we talked about the other day, it's not like, oh, hey, we're talking about players that aren't going to move the needle that much if the Kings had them on their roster instead. Maybe Cam Johnson was a bad example.
You want – I'll ask you guys, and I'm seriously asking the question. Taurean Prince, would you like to sign him?
I like Taurean Prince, yeah.
He makes
sure
3.5. Larry Nance Jr.?
Meh.
He makes 3.6. I'm going with guys who signed in this offseason that I'm assuming were available. I just don't see a lot of those guys. Who's the other guy that I saw? Zaire Williams.
I like him.
Yeah. But who knows? He re-signed with Brooklyn. Who knows if he wanted to leave? Right. Like, he might have been like, nah, I'm not trying to go nowhere.
Oof.
So you never.
Rather stay in Brooklyn. That's crazy. It's tough.
It's tough. Well, I think he's going to, start in Brooklyn.
You're going to be on a bad basketball team, be in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He's going to start in Brooklyn, though. Like, I don't think he would have started here. And that plays a factor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if these guys that you're trying to sign see more of an opportunity elsewhere, maybe it wouldn't have worked out. So, I wish they would have signed, you know, somebody where a guy like Keegan goes down and it's easy to just fill in for him or to help Keegan out. I wish they would have. But I think there's a few different variables that go into it. Plus, after the season has started or free agency was over, the guys that nobody wants right now were the guys that are available. Yeah. You can still go sign Markieff Morris if you want. I think people would laugh at that.
Well, we need dogs. That's what y'all say, right?
Yeah.
Drug-sniffing dogs, but dogs.
Oh, man. Oh. Come on.
My bad. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out.
Can I ask you guys a question that I asked James on the Insiders?
Yeah.
I would like to run it by you guys. I'm going to read you the Kings' first 21 games. Okay. You have the Thunder 3 times. You have the Timberwolves 3 times. This is through November. Let's assume Keegan's out for all these games. You have the Warriors. You've got the Nuggets. You're at the Nuggets twice. You're at the Spurs. The Hawks are in there. You're at the Bucks. You got the Lakers at home. Like, that's what their schedule looked like. Through 21 games, I think if Keegan was healthy, you'd be good at like 9-12. You'd be like, man, through those first 21. Mm-hmm. Where, if you thought they were going to go 9-12 through their first 21 games with Keegan, what do you think they go without him?
If you want to talk it, like, I don't see why they can't go 9-12. Like,
I think the same thing. I mean, to the exercises point, like, maybe you lose a game or two more.
Yeah, I don't know. If you've talked yourself into that schedule being so bad, man, like, I know this is the fascinating thing with the schedule. We look at it and try to predict wins, both good and bad. This is, like, when the Kings lost 5 straight leading to Mike Brown's firing, wasn't the thing they had to go 5-0 in that stretch because of who they were playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, looking at the schedule, especially with this basketball team, doesn't matter. They can compete with Denver. They can compete with Minnesota. They can compete with all those teams. Like, they, prior to last year, played Oklahoma City really, really well at times. I feel like it's the same.
The reason, right, okay, so the reason I asked that question is that would be different if it was, although the Kings might be a bad example just because of their roster, but it might be different if that was Domantas Sabonis. Right?
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So you guys really don't think Keegan has any kind of impact like that?
No, I do. I don't, like, 9-12, like, is already not good.
Sure. Like, I think 9-12 through that 21, I think it'd be okay with that. I know it's not good on paper, but that's a tough stretch.
Yeah.
To start the year.
They don't. And I guess where I'm struggling is they're not going to have an easy stretch for, like, the example that I just outlined. They went 0-5 in a stretch. People thought they were supposed to go 5-0. Like, there's no easy stretch for this basketball team.
And you know how I feel. I mean, I don't think there's – maybe it's jaded because of the Kings, and it just feels like they never had. There's no easy stretch in the NBA. I don't think there's one team in the NBA.
You guys are jamesing my question.
Yeah, I just –
No, I said – but both. I said for
– little both.
But look, for I said for the sake of the argument, I said a game or two. Take a game or two off of that. So what's that make you?
Yeah, I don't think they're. I don't think they're 4-17.
Right. Okay,
I don't think that. Okay. I mean, if you had, would you say 9-12? Like, I don't think they're 4-17. Maybe it's 7-14. Like, I don't know. Like, what if it was? What if that stretch Keegan is averaging 6 points per game? Is his impact on the defensive end that great? So there's an uncomfortable part of this conversation that we have to have.
That's the conversation Scott Perry wants to have with Kenny.
Oh, great. Scott Perry. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Let's do that when D'Lo and Casey return here, along with our man Kyle Madsen from the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.